Joey's picture. Oh, this is so exciting.
You can always spot someone who's never seen one of his plays before. Notice, no fear, no sense of impending doom.
The exclamation point in the title scares me. You know, it's not just Freud, it's Freud.
Oh, shh. Magic is about to happen.
Well, Eva, we've done some excellent work here. And I would have to say, your problem is quite clear.
All you want is a tinkle. What you envy is a shrine. A thing through which you can tinkle, or play with, or simply let hang.
Wanted to peel the skin off their body to have something else to do?
Yeah. Ross, 10 o'clock.
Is it? It feels like 2.
10 o'clock.
What?
There's a beautiful woman at 8, 9, 10 o'clock.
Oh. Hello. Oh,
she's amazing. She makes the women I dream about look like short, fat, bald men.
Well, go over to her. She's not with anyone.
Oh, yeah, right. And what would my opening line be? Excuse me.
Oh, come on. She's a person. You can do it.
Oh, please. Could she be more out of my league? Ross, back me up here.
He could never get a woman like that in a million years.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, but you know, you always see these really beautiful women with these really nothing guys. You could be one of those guys. You could do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe I'm even considering this. I'm very, very aware of my tongue.
Come on, come on.
Here it goes.
Yes?
Hi. Okay, next word would be Chandler. Chandler is my name, and hi.
Yes, you said that.
Yes, yes, I did. But what I didn't say was what I was about to say. What I wanted to say was, would you like to go out with me sometime? Thank you. Good night.
Chandler?
Hey!
Hey!
I didn't know you could
you
dance.
Ran up, you ran.
What'd you think? I didn't know
you
could
up,
dance.
You ran.
Come on, you guys. It wasn't that bad. I was the lead. It was better than that thing I did with the trolls. At least you got to see my head.
You're right.
Saw your head.
She said yes. She said yes.
Oh!
Awful play, man. What? Her name's Aurora, and she's Italian, and she pronounces my name Chandler. Chandler. I think I like it better that way. Oh, listen. The usher gave me this to give to you.
What is it?
The Estelle Leonard Talent Agency.
What?
Wow, an agency left me its card. Maybe they want to sign me.
Based on this play? Based on this play.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Chandler.
Hey, you know, because this line is passion and this is just a life.
Well, I can't believe I've been here almost 7 seconds and you haven't asked me how my date went.
Oh, yeah. Great. How was your date, Chandler?
It was unbelievable. I've never met anyone like her. She's had the most amazing life. She was in the Israeli army.
Luckily, none of the bullets hit the engine block. So, we made it to the border. But just barely, and I've been talking about myself all night long. I'm sorry. What about you? Tell me one of your stories.
All right, once
I got on the subway, right? And it was at night. And I rode it all the way to Brooklyn. Just for the hell of it. We talked till like 2. It was this perfect evening. More or less.
All of a sudden, we realized we're in Yemen.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we is?
We would be me and Rick.
Who's Rick? Who's Rick?
My husband.
Ooh. Oh, so you're divorced?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're widowed? Hopefully.
No, I'm still married.
So tell me, how do you think your husband would feel about you sitting here with me? Sliding your foot so far up my pant leg you can count the change in my pocket.
Don't worry. I imagine he'd be okay with you because really he's okay with Ethan.
Ethan? There's an Ethan?
Ethan is my boyfriend.
What? So explain something to me here. What kind of relationship do you imagine us having if you already have a husband and a boyfriend?
I suppose mainly sexual.
Huh.
No, I'm sorry it didn't work out.
What not work out? I'm seeing her again on Thursday. Didn't you listen to the story?
Didn't you listen to the story? I mean, this is twisted. How could you get involved with a woman like this?
Well, you know, I had some trouble with it at first, too. But the way I look at it is I get all the good stuff, all the fun, all the talking, all the sex, and none of the responsibility. I mean, this is every guy's fantasy.
Oh, yeah, that is not true. Ross, is this your fantasy?
No, of course not. Yeah, it is.
So you guys don't mind going out with someone else who's going out with someone else?
I couldn't do it.
Good for you, Joey.
When I'm with a woman, I need to know that I'm going out with more people than she is.
Well, you know, monogamy can be a tricky concept. I mean, anthropologically speaking. Fine. All right, now you'll never know.
We're getting ghosts.
Come on, Ross.
All right. There's a theory put forth by Richard Leakey. Oh.
Ta-da!
Are we greeting each other this way now? Because I like that.
Look! I cleaned! I did the windows, I did the floors. I even used all those attachments on the vacuum, except for that little round one with the bristles. I don't know what that's for.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows, and we're not supposed to ask.
Oh, what do you think?
Very clean.
It's great, really. It looks terrific. Great.
Very clean.
Oh, I see you moved the green ottoman.
Uh-oh.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I thought it looked better there. And also, it's an extra cedar on the coffee table. Yeah, it's interesting.
But you know what? Just for fun, let's see what it looked like in the old spot. Just to compare. Let's see. Ha! Well, it looks good there, too. Let's just leave it there for a while.
I can't believe you tried to move the green ottoman.
Thank God you didn't try to fan out the magazines. I mean, she'll scratch your eyes right out.
Guys, I am not that bad.
Yeah, you are, Monica. Remember, I lived with you? You were like a little, you know...
That is so unfair.
Oh, come on. When we were kids, yours was the only raggedy end all. It wasn't raggedy.
Okay, so I'm responsible. I'm organized. But, hey, I can be a kook.
All right, you madcap gal. Try to imagine this. The phone bill arrives, but you don't pay it right away.
Why not?
Because you're a kook. Instead, you wait until they send you a notice.
I could do that.
Okay. Then you let me go grocery shopping, and I buy laundry detergent, but it's not the one with the easy pour spout.
Why would someone do that? One might wonder.
Someone's left a glass on the coffee table. There's no coaster. It's a cold drink. It's a hot day.
Little beads of condensation are inching their way closer and closer to the surface of the wood.
Stop it! Oh, my God. It's true. Who am I?
Monica, your mom. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be there.
That was my agent. My agent has just gotten me a job in the new Al Pacino movie. Can you believe this? Al Pacino. This guy's the reason I became an actor. I'm out of order. You're out of order. This whole courtroom's out of order.
Seriously, what's the part?
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Come on, seriously, Joey, what's the part?
Let me spell it though.
You're la 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 what?
I'm his butt double.
Okay?
I play Al Pacino's butt. All right? He goes into the shower, and then I'm his butt.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you guys. This is a real movie, and Al Pacino's in it, and that's big.
Oh, no, it's terrific. It's you know, you deserve this. After all your years of struggling, you've finally been able to crack your way into show.
Okay, fine. Make jokes. I don't care. This is a big break for me.
No, you're right. You're right. It is.
Yeah.
So you're going to invite us all to the big opening?
I need to borrow some moisturizer.
For what?
What do you think? Today's the big day.
God. Okay, go into the bathroom. Use whatever you want. Just don't ever tell me what you did in there.
Thank you.
Where's Joey's mom's?
He's in the bathroom. I don't think you want to go in there.
Oh, come on. We're roommates.
Ah! My eyes! My eyes!
I warned you. Who is being loud?
Oh, that would be Monica. Hey, listen, I'm going to borrow a couple of things Aurora spent the night. I really want to make her breakfast.
Oh, you got the whole night, huh?
Yeah, well, I only have 20 minutes until Ethan, so, you know.
Ooh, do I sense a little bit of resentment?
No resentment. Believe me, it's worth it, okay? You know how in a relationship you have these key moments that you know you'll remember for the rest of your life? Well, every single second is like that with Aurora. And I've just wasted about 35 of them talking to you people. So, Monica, can you help me with the door?
Sure. Oh, Chandler, you know, the old Monica would remind you to scrub that Teflon pan with a plastic brush. I'm not going to do that.
Chandler, damn it, hire the girl. Okay, everybody ready?
Listen, I just want to thank you for this great opportunity.
Lose the robe.
With me?
That would work.
Right. Okay. Losing the robe. Okay, and the robe is lost.
Okay, everybody, I would like to get this in one take, please. Let's roll it. Water's working. And action. And cut. Hey, butt guy, what the hell are you doing?
I'm showering.
No, that was clenching.
The way I see it, the guy's upset here, you know? I mean, his wife's dead, his brother's missing. I think his butt would be angry here.
I think his butt would like to get the shot before lunch. Once again, rolling, water working, and action. And cut. What was that?
I was going for quiet desperation. But, if you have to ask. God, I love these fingers.
Thank you.
No, actually, I meant my fingers. Look at them. Look at how happy they are.
Oh, my God, I'm late.
Oh, no. Don't go.
Okay.
Don't go.
Okay. Oh, no, I have
to. Look at that, she's leaving.
I'm sorry. He'll be waiting for me.
Oh, well, I thought you talked to Rick.
It's not Rick.
But Ethan, he got to spend the whole day with you.
No, it's Andrew.
I know there'll be many moments in the years to come when I'll regret asking the following question, but... And Andrew is?
He's new.
Oh, so what you're saying is you're not completely fulfilled by Rick, Ethan, and myself.
No, that's not exactly what I mean.
You know, most women would kill for three guys like us.
So what do you want?
You.
You have me.
No, just you.
What do you mean?
Lose the other guys.
Like, all of them?
Come on. We're great together. Why not?
Why can't we just have what we have now? Why can't we just talk and laugh and make love without feeling obligated to one another? And up until tonight, I thought that's what you wanted too.
Well, you know, part of me wants that, but... It's like I'm two guys, you know? I mean, one guy's saying, shut up, this is great! But there's this other guy. Actually, it's the guy who wells up every time the Grinch's heart grows three sizes and breaks that measuring device. He's saying, you know, this is too hard. Get out!
So, which one of the two guys will you listen to?
I don't know. I have to listen to both of them. They don't exactly let each other finish.
Which one?
The second guy.
I see. Well, tell me if you change your mind.
Sorry, the first guy runs the lips.
Look at it this way. You dumped her.
Yes.
Right? I mean this woman was unbelievably sexy and beautiful, intelligent, unattainable. Tell me why you did this again. Hey.
Hey. Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the guy who plays the butt in the new Al Pacino movie?
Nope. No. What happened, big guy?
Big guy?
It felt like a big guy moment.
I got fired.
Oh.
Yeah, they said I acted too much with it. I told everybody about this. Now, everyone's going to go to the theater expecting to see me. And...
Joe, you know what? No one is going to be able to tell.
My mom will.
Something so sweet and disturbing about that.
You know, I've done nothing but crappy plays for 6 years, and I finally get my shot, and I blow it.
Wait a minute. Maybe this wasn't your shot.
Yeah, I think when it's your shot, you know, you know it's your shot. Did it feel like your shot?
Hard to tell. I was naked.
No, I don't think this was your shot. I mean, I don't even think you just get one shot. I really believe big things are going to happen for you. I do. And you've got to just keep thinking about the day that some kid is going to run up to his friends and go, I got the part. I'm going to be Joey Tribbiani's ass.
Okay? That's so nice.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, Joey. Let me go to bed, guys.
All right.
Good night, Monica.
Mon, you're going to leave your shoes out here? Uh-huh. Really? Just casually strewn about in that reckless, haphazard manner? Doesn't matter. I'll get them tomorrow. Or not. Whatever.
She is a kook.
If it bothers you that much, just go out and get the shoes. No, don't do this. This is stupid. I don't have to prove anything. I'm going to go get them. But then everyone will know. Unless I get them and then wake up really early and put them back. Oh, I need help.